Okay, this is a special meeting of the Public Facilities Committee. Item number 181-12, Comcast petition for a grant of location to install 1,055 feet of 4-inch conduit in Wells Avenue in a southerly direction from the existing Comcast vault located on the south side of Wells Avenue to a proposed 3x3 manhole located in front of the entrance to 57 Wells Avenue, then continuing 280 feet southerly to a proposed 3x3 manhole in front of the parking area at 57 Wells Avenue, and continuing southerly 335 feet to a proposed manhole in front of 75-95 Wells Avenue. Would you please join us at the table?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone.
Hey,
I'm Terry O'Brien from Comcast, and I trust you have all received the drawing. Okay. We've been approached by businesses at both 7 to 57, which is the same building, and 75 through 95 to provide service to those buildings. So we went ahead and we solicited our contractor to pull the permit, and much like normal protocol, I know that they've asked us to apply for grant of location, which is why I'm here.
Have you received the, this is a public hearing, by the way. Have you received the, what has to be done, the recommendations and so forth, a copy of that?
Conditions?
You know, the permit you have to obtain, have you gotten that? You've heard that?
Yes, we...
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we've got
a copy of that.
We've got a copy of that.
Okay, there's nobody here for the public hearing, so I'll open and close it. Any questions?
A couple of things, Mr. Chairman. I was speaking to my former Little League colleague, Mr. O'Brien, earlier, and he had mentioned that a couple of other businesses on Wells Avenue have already approached them about service as well. So,
correct.
Could you just talk a little bit about that, Terry?
I can, and I apologize, but this is probably the best I can do. From the time we go from our existing vault, which is right here, okay, this is where our target is, 75 through 95. Some companies on this side, on the west side, if you will, on the east side, rather, have approached us for service. So while we have our contractor, who's a Newton-based contractor who works for the city all the time.
Where's the trench over?
While the trench is open, what we'd like to do is run some laterals across the street, so I'm not coming back to you 3-4 weeks from now. Completely understood that it was advertised one way, and now I'm approaching something else.
Is it allowable to do?
Do we have any problem doing that?
I don't think we've done it.
You're going to have to advertise it?
I don't think we
That's fine.
I don't think we can do it.
If it wasn't advertised as such.
It had to be advertised as a public hearing.
Yeah. That's fine.
We just wondered, because while he had everybody out there...
As far as I'm concerned, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
We got to advertise the public hearing.
Can we advertise and get us on for August?
Yeah. We could probably do the same thing.
When do you want to do the
work? Can we do the same thing?
We'd be looking to start this work sooner than later, but...
So what's going to happen now if we can't grant it today?
If you can't grant it today, I completely understand. What I would do is I would come back to...
You'd have to cover the hole and come back and dig it up again.
Exactly.
So, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So if you're out there, say you this passed, right? So this could pass tonight. Technically, you started doing that work, right? And if we were able to do it for August, what I'm saying is, we could do that approval. You're doing the work out there currently. Couldn't you just do that work in August? You know, again, I know there's a process to this.
But it could run concurrently.
Yeah. Can you delay it, in other words?
Yes. Okay,
so
there's another piece to that, okay? So I'm not coming back here at all about Wells Ave. This has only been advertised for 3 weeks, and I've already had 3 additional buildings come to me.
You might have more.
So what I want to do is we currently have plant on the northern side of Wells Ave. I want to close that loop. So I want to continue the trench, so I'll draw up another scope of work. I'll come back to the committee with a full scope of work.
Good.
Still wanting to get my piece approved tonight,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Then in addition
tie
to that, tie into that, and it'll be done, one deal, it'll be paved, we won't be setting foot on Wells Avenue again, unless it's on private property.
Any other questions? We're talking about Comcast on Wells Avenue.
Is it just Comcast that's going in?
Correct, I'm representing Comcast.
What else is there that's, is there anything above ground there?
It's all underground.
Everything but Comcast isn't there now at all?
We are there, but we're not in the vicinity where I'm trying to go. There's no poles on Wells Avenue.
Any other questions? Yes.
Yeah, so Terry, when you trench the rest of it, when you come in with a complete scope of work to do the trenching around the corner, will you also go make a request to those property owners or those locations that you do the laterals at that time?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to absorb the cost and I'm going to build out laterals to every property line. So if they want it, we're trenching in their grass and we're not disturbing the public right away. So that'll be an investment that Comcast is going to make regardless of whether somebody wants the service or not.
Okay. Do you have to lay additional piping, tubing, what do you call it?
Conduit,
thank you. Are you digging down to be able to get into existing conduit?
We are laying our own conduit. There's no conduit currently existing.
And if companies like Verizon and other companies want a service, do they have to come in, tear up the street, and lay their own conduit in the future?
That's an excellent question. Verizon's a regulated public utility. They're already there. They're already underground. We cannot access that conduit.
Okay, is there anybody else that we ought to notify that if they want to...
We're still doing that.
Okay, so you're...
Correct. What happened?
I'm talking about companies. You represent Comcast.
I represent Comcast.
So Verizon's in there already. Comcast is going to be in there. Who else would want to ever get in there?
Well, I'm sure all the other utilities they're already underground.
I know. National Grid and the power company and those companies, they're already there. There's already a power presence. Now, if any CLEX, it's a competitive local exchange carrier, a light tower or a WorldCom or something like that, if they want service, they lease their lines from Verizon.
Okay.
We do not. We're 100% independent from Verizon, which is why we don't access their network.
Nobody else can access your conduit.
No, they can't.
Okay.
John, you have anything to say about this?
So you know the equipment and the conditions that we have applied to the...
He said he's got a copy of the conditions. Did you hear it? Anybody else?
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you think you could put that scope of work together if we were able to put something together for August, before the August meeting?
For the additions?
He's
got to get it in for us in time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If he can't, he may not be able to.
I can absolutely get that put together for you. When is the August
13th. It
would be
the Monday before
that. It has to, yeah.
No problem.
The Friday before.
No problem. So I'll send that to Shauna.
Actually, you'd have to have it in for August 6th.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem. So I would just send that to Shauna like we usually do.
And if you know even sooner than that, let Shauna know so she can get the advertising.
Understood, yeah.
Any more questions? Nobody? Discussion?
Move to approve.
Move approval. All in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's it. All right, thank you all for showing up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think that would have been in the table.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
David,
could I speak to the two of you for 1 second?
Just approved this portion. He's going to come back in August with the rest of it.
Sure. If they hadn't done that.
They wouldn't be able to do the work this summer. They'd have to wait till the fall.
We're
meeting August 13th as a full board.
All right, sir.
We have a meeting July and May and August.
I'll
see you later.
Thank you.
Right. We're meeting the 18th. All right. No, we're meeting the 18th.
Oh, the committee. Yeah, I'm saying
I think
at the time we had decided
the argument against.
which is the one that...
Then he would have had to wait till...
Oh, we hadn't decided that.
Yeah, we hadn't decided that. And Dick is, he's like, by the time he gets passed, we get the appropriate period.
That he's just trying to create rules that people can live within.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And I can see that it's different if there is an existing building as compared to building from scratch, and you can make the choice if you want to build within the requirement, you know, within, so you don't have to go through a special permit. But I can...
On a legal point of view, I mean, that's the where he rests his argument, is he's one of the inconsistent. The only way to do that is, I mean, I'm sure all the other stuff is playing in, you know, the people's intentions and what they're trying to do with the rule and so on and so forth. The only thing that governs this rule in the book right now is the uniform consistency. Mm-hmm. And the way, and that's still somewhat nebulous, because yes, we created these rules, and one of the rules was to allow a special permit, you know, to give someone a special permit, and they met the additional criteria. So, can't say that it's a derogation of the character.
And the additional criteria that need to be met here
are character, design, and scale. It cannot be in derogation of what exists. It cannot be inconsistent with what exists.
It's a subjective point.
It's not entirely, but it is subjective. No one can argue derogation in this case. I mean, it's a lovely home, and they've taken every design tool possible to mitigate the appearance of mass and build it up and all sorts of things. Ted's argument, based on consistency of size. And
I can get beyond that, because I think that although it's a little larger than the houses on either side, it's okay in the neighborhood. I mean, in my own neighborhood, we've got a mix of sizes.
I
went by it again today.
Big houses.
Yeah, I went by it again today, and I wouldn't take... Why did they go to 0.45 when they were 0.39 when they were starting from scratch?
By special permit, they're allowed to, number one, right? So they saw that there's an opening for them. Yeah, they wanted. They wanted the program they wanted. So what I look at this as is, you know, I'm not a big fan of oversized houses in general, and I think, you know, people who want more, you know, maybe should go through some more hoops. But our rules don't say, okay, anybody's building anything over 4,500 square foot house, you know, can only go for a variance to get.
Yeah.
Well, you can come in for a special.
Yeah. Although we did go through a lot of discussion and hard work to get it to 0.39, we didn't do away with the special permit process.
Intentionally so.
Yeah.
Because we're in a study period. You know, we knew that the numbers were somewhat of a fraction. The important thing, though, is this thing called consistency. And the only tools we have right now to measure consistency, if you're going to measure it, are flawed, because we don't have real
data
on any of the other neighboring buildings. So how do you judge that? Well, like you did, you go walk the neighborhood, and so you look at
it and
say, okay, there's a lot of 2.5-story homes here that have partially finished third floors that are raised above grade. That's what they're doing. So, and also the other thing that bothers me about the argument that's being made is that they're taking neighborhood in the very narrow, in the narrowest context possible. And we have not done that before either. If you spread out not very far, you find lots of large homes. So, I mean, it obviously, there's an obvious context on its own street. But it also has a presence on the lake. Now, I agree with the chairman that we necessarily take the entire circumference of the lake into account. But the neighboring homes on the lakefront are actually quite large. And this one is really stacked, and you can't. Those views, and I'm like, okay.
opportunities.
All right.
I think David must have went first.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you left it on the table.
Thank you very much.